This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. It took more than 60 years, but a Korean War veteran from Keokuk is finally being honored for serving his country. David Harrison served in the U.S. Army from 1949 to 1951. On October 13, 1950, when he was 18 years old, Harrison and his fellow soldiers were setting up an artillery gun when they came under enemy fire.
They got shooting us, and everybody ducked, and it just fell on me.
Harrison broke his leg. His injury should have earned him the Purple Heart for being wounded in action, but he never pursued it. Fortunately for Harrison, a couple of his longtime friends stepped in.
I think he deserved it.
This is Arthur Vredenberg.
I mean, he was injured, and I was in the service, and I think he deserved it because he was injured and nobody offered it to him.
Vredenberg says they started working this year to get Harrison his medal. He says it took a few months before Harrison's name was added to a waiting list, but Vredenberg says that was not good enough given Harrison's age and health, so they got him moved to the top of the list. Harrison ended up receiving the Purple Heart and three other service medals during a ceremony Tuesday night at the American Legion in Keokuk.
We're about to give this fellow that deserved these medals for a long, long time.
The audience of about 50 people heard the story of Harrison's injury and how he refused medical treatment at first so other soldiers could be helped. Then, the moment everyone was waiting for.
May I present you with the Purple Heart.
The Purple Heart and a certificate came in one framed case. The three service medals were framed together in a smaller case. Harrison says he's glad his friends helped him get his medals, adding that he really likes the medals now that he has them. I'm Jason Parrott, Tri-State's Public Radio News.